Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast. This Week in America. Vision of Hope, Rebuilding Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol by Leilani Faber, is an easy read, full of hope for those who struggle with addiction. A candid picture of the impact methamphetamines can have, the devastation the drug wreaks on not only the drug user, but the family as well. An awe-inspiring true story. Leilani offers hope for anyone who has found their life severely impacted by meth or other drugs and demonstrates that despite the damage done by meth use, with hard work, redemption is possible, and a new life awaits anyone willing to make that commitment. As a child, Leilani dreamed of being an author or a supermodel, but started drinking coffee at age 13, stunted her growth just like her grandmother warned, so she decided to be an author. Took several detours along the way, numerous jobs, along the way earning bachelor's degrees and a master's degree. Leilani is also an entrepreneur who owns several businesses. Her vast and varied life experience has given her material and wisdom that she shares through her writing and as a therapist. Leilani Faber, author of Vision of Hope, Rebuilding Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol, is our guest on This Week in America. Leilani, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
This is such an important conversation, and I'm sure a difficult decision, maybe in the beginning, for you to go back and to relive all of this and share those experiences. Did you read other biographies about recovery before you wrote the book? And how is your book different? Because it's unique, I think, in the aspect that this is your story. This is not you talking about somebody else. This is your story. Did you read other biographies before you wrote this?
Yes, I did. And I did it early on in my recovery. And I noticed that they really hung out in that addiction period and the trauma period, and it was kind of triggering and re-traumatizing for me, so it was hard to read those. I remember having to put like one book down after like three pages. I couldn't even read it, and that's why I wanted to make mine different, and that's why it's called, you know, Vision of Hope. It's focused mainly on rebuilding my life, although I do speak here and there about, you know, what happened during my addiction.
How important is that? If you keep looking back, I don't think then you look forward enough. Is that sort of the motivation in writing this? I mean, I love the title. Let's talk about that. Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol, because the focus is getting your life together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very important. And when I came into it, I mean, I did absolutely destroy my life. Relationships, my career, everything I owned, everything went up in smoke. It was horrible. But for me, the importance was to show people who can get stuck, which they really can. They sit in a place like of hopelessness, thinking I'll never get through this. I'll never get over this. I'll never regain trust. I'll never have anything to be proud of. And I wanted to let them know that, yeah, you can come, like I tell in my story, I had a lot of black marks against me. But if you keep your focus and do what you need to do, you can come out on the other side stronger. And that's what I really wanted people to take away.
Our guest on This Week in America is Leilani Faber. That's Leilani. Faber, F-A-B-E-R. Her website is visionofhopellc.com. Book available, of course, at Amazon, the usual places. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The book is Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. This took a period of time, I think like 10 years for you to write. Talk about that and why that length of time to write the book.
Well, unfortunately, like I said, I was stuck in that place of hopelessness, and I had immense shame over what had transpired, and the devastation. So it was hard to look back at it. It took 10 years before I had come far enough, even though I probably could have done it much sooner. It took 10 years before I'd come far enough that I felt like, okay, I am redeemed. I now have a life worth staying sober for, as I like to you know, tell clients that's how you stay sober, is you create a life worth staying sober for.
How difficult is it to come out of that feeling of shame to hope and healing, which you did? And I'm sure that wasn't like a real quick process. Talk about that, because somebody's struggling. I'm sure in your case as well, there were failures as you were attempting to leave shame in your past and rebuild the new future.
Yes. So it's like I tell my clients too, who struggle with self-confidence and self-esteem. You get there through little victories. It may be, you know, you get a job that's decent, and then maybe you get a promotion. You go back to school and you, like what I did, I completed another bachelor's degree in psychology and criminology. And then I went on and got a master's, and I started working with other addicts at a prison in Southwest Missouri. And I joke about it, but it's so true. I was so happy to walk through that prison gate every day. It was the most joy I ever got out of a job. And the 12th step, you know, is all about giving back. And I've realized that I have to be giving back and helping others in order to keep my own sobriety.
And giving back has really been a mission in your life. Leilani Faber is our guest on the program, author of Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. You're considered a pioneer in programs which actually work. And I want to talk about that for a second. Do you think that's because you've actually been there? You talk with different clients that you have and you sort of come up with your theories. You have actually been there. Is that what sets you apart in terms of breakthroughs with the clients you have, because they can relate to you?
That is an important part for some people. Some addicts won't deal with somebody who's never even, you know, had a sip of beer. They just, it's kind of humorous. They have to have that street credibility, right?
Yes.
But having been there, and knowing what that was like, and then I don't know everybody's story. My story's different from others. There are some that aren't as bad, and there are some that are much, much worse. But I think going back to school, getting an education in psychology, focusing on addictions. I also got a certification in positive psychology. And I learned through that about the PERMA-V model of well-being. And I incorporate that into my teaching, and especially with those who are struggling with addiction, but really for anybody. You know, life's about cultivating well-being. My mom used to say it's easy to be miserable. It takes a little work to be happy. And that's the truth.
That's
the absolute truth. And I try to give people the tools and explain what well-being looks like in their life, relationships, having that sense of giving back, and you know, even volunteering, your health, your mental health. There's a lot to it, and I try to bring that information to people and give them tools so that they can seek well-being in their life.
And Leilani is doing that in her book, Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. Leilani Faber, her website is visionofhopellc.com. When you went back and started writing this book, was there a part of the book that was difficult for you to write and to relive those experiences?
Yes. Probably when I talked about my children, that was the hardest, and what I put them through. And the way I wrote the book, I just kind of made a skeleton as things came into my mind, things I wanted to address, like the 12-step help that I got. And I would create a title for it. And that chapter is 12-stepping. But when I got to that part about my children, the shame and guilt and getting through it, that was about the last chapter, next to the last chapter I wrote, because it was too hard to look at.
Leilani Faber, author of Vision of Hope, our guest on the program. Our website, visionofhopellc.com. Book available wherever books are sold. You'll go to our website and link on directly to Leilani's website, visionofhopellc.com. What is the writing process like for you? I mentioned that you've sort of always wanted to become an author. What's it like for you in writing? What's your process like? Did you start with a format, an outline of where you wanted to go, or did it just sort of develop as you were telling your story?
It developed. I sat down first and I wrote the introduction. And I thought, this doesn't matter. I'm just getting it down, right? I'm starting.
Yes.
And I can always go back and fix it later. Interestingly enough, I left it just the way I typed it the first time. I did the same thing when I wrote the epilogue. My book was first published in 2016, and I went through some things for a few years, and I relapsed on alcohol, and it was bad for a while. And then I wrote the epilogue, and because I felt like, you know, it's about being honest, that's what keeps you sober. And so I had to republish my second edition in July of this year, and I added the epilogue, and I talked about what happened and how I learned to never, ever question the decision to stay sober because there's no good. I tell my clients sometimes, I'm like, I have never, ever heard someone say, thank God drugs and alcohol came into my life because it's so much better now.
because
that just doesn't happen. It's the opposite. I've been very lucky with that.
What was the goal with the first edition when you were writing that? What was the intent? What did you hope the takeaway would be for the reader?
Well, the takeaway was that people would come out of the fog of this is my prison and I will always be in it, and understand that it doesn't have to be. And I also I like telling the story of how I got that book written. Because I tell people, and when they're talking about recovery, you need accountability partner, right? Or even if you're trying to, you know, get in better shape, an accountability partner is going to get you out of bed in the morning when you don't want to go on that run. And my accountability partners were the whole team of clients who were in the prison in the wing that I oversaw, and in morning meetings, I promised them, I read my introduction. And then I promised them I would read them something every Friday morning during morning meeting. And sometimes I was up typing it Thursday night at midnight, but they held me accountable, and having them, you know, looking forward to hearing the next few pages was what kept me going until I finally got it written. I don't think I would have been able to do it without them.
What beliefs or perspectives have you challenged with this book? I mentioned before that you're considered a pioneer in the way you approach this and the success that you've had in dealing with your clients. What beliefs and perspectives have you challenged along the way?
Well, the main thing is what a meth addict looks like. When I was working on my second bachelor's in the criminology department, we often had law enforcement and different people in criminal justice field come in and give presentations on, we had a couple on the meth, you know, I don't know, I would call it the meth scourge that hit the country, and they would show pictures of, you know, people see the typical meth addict with their face all eaten up. And I would, at the end of one of my classes, we got to stand up and share something that we learned, or the biggest takeaway. And I stood up and I said, hey, y'all need to know that this presentation that you got, these people that described what a meth addict looks like, it's just not true. I said, I was a meth addict, and I met other meth addicts who were firemen, police officers, attorneys, businessmen, you know, successful businessmen. It does, you know, the soccer moms. And I wanted people to understand that just because, you know, maybe you go into law enforcement and the person you pull over is in a nice suit, they could have a meth pipe in their pocket. You don't know. You don't know what a meth addict really looks like, because it looks like everybody. It is non-discriminatory in who it affects.
Leilani Faber is our guest on the program. That's L-E-I-L-A-N-I. Faber is F-A-B-E-R. The book is Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. The book available wherever books are sold. Leilani's website is visionofhopellc.com. Some great information there. I want to go back to, you mentioned the epilogue before. What was the goal 6 years after the first edition, adding the epilogue and republishing it? Because in the epilogue, you share even more, and it's probably realistic because people go through the same situations, I'm sure, that you did. Why and how difficult was it for you to go back and to do that update?
Well, because I thought, I hope that nobody put me on a pedestal, you know, that, and thinking that, well, she did it and look, she was successful, but I keep relapsing, or I've done this or that and I can't do it. So for me, honesty, we're only as sick as our secrets is how I started off the epilogue. And I had a secret until I didn't. And I got help. Actually, Friday, I will have 18 months sober again from alcohol. I had 10 years sober, and I let isolation, being away from family, stress, not having that accountability partner, sponsor, whatever it is for you, that you can say, hey, I'm not doing well, right? And I finally was able to reach out, tell family, hey, I'm not doing well. Things are bad. Yes. And I was able to get help. It's important that people know that you can fall down and you can get back up again. And there's no shame in it. The shame is if you don't try to get back up again.
How difficult is that to admit to someone that I'm struggling, I need help? Is that a difficult obstacle for most people to overcome, reaching out and honestly reaching out?
Yes, it is. And it's funny because I've talked to other people, and like myself, it took a serious incident where I got really hurt. And other people, it seems like, share that kind of thing. Things come to a head to where you have to admit, you have to ask for help. And it goes back to that shame thing, right?
Yes.
I'm supposed to be this, or I'm supposed to be that, or this is who I'm presenting the world as a professional family person and all that. And they don't know my secret. And secrets kill. They absolutely kill.
You mentioned this before, but it's so important. Aside from the book, Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol, it's helping many people around the world. Talk about the experiences you use in your daily life to help other people. And you do. Your daily job is reflected in helping other people. Talk about that and how important that is for you to not just write the book, but be there to help people on a daily basis.
Well, I've learned over the past 5 years I'm a competent professional. I have a master's. I work in the helping field, behavioral health. And anytime that I have taken a promotion, chase that title and money, I have missed in my life that direct contact with clients and helping them. It happened when I took my promotion in Dallas. It happened when I took my promotion here. I work for a company called Community Counseling Solutions in Umatilla County, and I'm the clinical supervisor over the ACT team. It's Assertive Community Treatment. Oh, before that, I was the intensive services program manager. I was trying to manage 4 different intensive service programs, which was an impossible task. And the stress of that and not having the direct contact with the clients was not helping my sobriety at all. Right now, I asked for a demotion. I've asked for demotions 2 or 3 times in my life. People think I'm crazy, but I'm like, no, when you know you're in the wrong spot,
yes,
for your mental health and your well-being, you take a demotion. And so I'm over the sort of treatment team now, and we have clients in the community with serious and persistent mental illness like schizophrenia and schizoaffective disorder. And our whole goal is to keep them stable in their home, in the community. And I love that. I'm also a BetterHelp therapist. I do that on weeknights and Saturdays. My daughter accuses me of being a workaholic. I'm like, hey, I resemble that remark. But yeah, so, but I do sometimes. I said that's my retirement plan,
Yes.
And I just do. I've never worked a 40-hour job. I don't even know what that looks like. I have to have a side, something on the side, and it makes me happy.
A couple minutes left on the program. Leilani Faber is our guest. That's Leilani, the book Vision of Hope, Rebuilding Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. What do you tell people struggling with addiction who've relapsed several times and very low on hope? I would assume the more you relapse, the less hope that you have. What do you tell them? Because you live that life as well. How do you talk them through that very difficult period of their lives?
Well, I mean, for now, I have the gift of relapse where I can say, you know what, I was where you are. COVID did not help. I think we had more people die from alcohol in the last few years than we've ever had, because I think COVID kind of contributed to that. We're able to hole up in our houses and work from home, and the other things creep in. But I can tell them now, hey, I lived it. I did it. Let me tell you my story. But it's okay. I'm good now, and I'm going to do my darndest to stay good.
Do you go through a period where it's an ongoing situation? If somebody thinks, I'm going to go, I'm going to get help, I'm going to read the book, I'm going to see people, and I'm going to finally put this behind me, is it that easy?
It's not easy, no. Nothing worthwhile in life is easy,
yes.
But it's worth it. It's worth it if you put the work in.
What's this been like for you, writing this book, getting the feedback? You wanted to be an author. You're a published author. What's it like helping people? And are you working on another book?
Helping people is what I live for. I love it. It keeps me happy, keeps me sober. And I actually wrote a book 40 years ago in one of my writing classes. It's called Angel Kisses, and it is a children's book. And I finally found an illustrator who that I work with in my office. His name's Matthew Thornton, and he is my illustrator on Angel Kisses, and it'll be coming out soon. I'm really excited about that. I also have another book called Colorful Colloquials that I've been collecting colloquial sayings from all over, and it's going to be a coffee table book. That's the one that comes out next after Angel Kisses.
Fantastic, and hopefully let us know, and we'll have a chance to talk about the other books as well. But this book is helping so many people. The book is Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. Leilani, congratulations on the success of what you've been able to do, the many people you've been able to help in person and with your book. Thank you for sharing the story with us on the program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great day.
You as well. Leilani Faber is our guest. That's Leilani Faber, Faber, book Vision of Hope, Rebuilding a Life Destroyed by Drugs and Alcohol. Her website is visionofhopellc.com. Book available at amazon.com, all of the usual places. And my thanks to Racket Creatives for making our conversation possible with Leilani. And of course, you'll find all the information on our website. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.